Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we appreciate you being here. We're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and I think we're making better progress than that because a lot of you are sharing our information digitally. The algorithms are kind to us, and we do need the assist. Wow, what a time we live in! It's absolutely stunning. And I got to tell you, if I didn't have my faith in Jesus, I'd be shaken to the core right now. And in this particular segment, I'm going to follow up on what Michio Kaku revealed and what he said he was told not to reveal by three intelligence agencies. And it involves the three major space agencies on the planet. And the topic is 3i Atlas, or rather, what's controlling 3i Atlas. And specifically in this segment, we're going to be talking about what their, in quotes, what their intention is for us. Now, I'm also going to take a parallel path because I am a Christian and I believe the Bible speaks for God, or God speaks to us through the Bible. I will have a parallel interpretation. It's up to you to decide, or perhaps you have a third path that you want to travel. I've had a lot of respect for Michio Kaku. I think he's the preeminent physicist in America. He's certainly the most articulate, down-to-earth professor at NYU. I've always enjoyed his work. Superstring theory, fantastic book. Quantum physics is my hobby. And he makes it understandable to the layman. But I also see signs that he is a friend of humanity, and he's looking for solutions to really advance our way of living. But it's possible he could be deceived. A well-intentioned man, highly intelligent, could be deceived. Or perhaps if he's accurate, we should be hiding under our beds, although there may be nowhere safe to hide. We're going to explore all this right here on the Common Sense Show. We are the show, again, Freeing America, with your help. We are brought to you by a tremendous product that really defies explanation. And it's the starter pack from Nanosoma. And I've successfully used all three products. The first product, you get three of these in the starter pack. The liquid spray that brought me back from death's doorstep. Strip lung linings. Dave, they're not coming back. Sorry, you're too old. And da, 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 da. Yeah, I'm better than I've been in over a quarter of a century. And then, of course, the topical gel grows pluripotent stem cells. And I'll tell you, my joint pain is almost zero. And I'm able to do things I haven't done. I did the goblet squats last night. I couldn't do that. The leg press with one leg. The step ups, the sled, and the farmer's walk. That was my leg routine last night. So you guys in your 20s, you go, Dave, I can do that a little more. Okay, well, I was there at one time. Let's put it this way. I'm feeling it today in my legs, and I like to do the morning sled run. That's going to be challenging, but the joints, no problem. You can have the same experience I have. Add on the skin cream for fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and also burns. You've got a complete medical pack. And it's 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Don't forget the 15% off. Michio Kaku, I read his body language. I believe he's sincere. We're also going to put this to the test. I'm going to contact Dr. Sherry Edwards and have her do an analysis of his voice. She is the ultimate truth detector with voice frequencies. And we've done many, many shows through the years together. Sarah Westall, my good friend, was kind enough to introduce the two of us. And wow, she's been personally helpful to me. She's so accurate that when she first analyzed my voice, she said, "Oh, when you were small, you had one, two, and three." Sherry, how do you know this? I haven't dealt with this since I've been a young child, and I'm unaffected today. The hidden memories are in your voice. And she can tell when people are sincere, and she can tell when people are lying. She can diagnose health conditions by voice frequencies, which is the future of modern medicine. She's kind of on the reverse side of what is treatment, like stem cell treatment would be the first generation biofeedback training. And well, she does the reverse side of this diagnosis through voice inflection, voice frequencies. And we're going to put her to work on some of these people we've been reporting on, particularly over there at TPIDF, I mean, TPUSA. We are going to be really putting these people under the microscope. But right now, for our purpose, what did Michio Kaku, who was called in for emergency meeting years ago and said, we're getting a lot of messages out there. Now, the message that became the pertinent one that he talked about didn't come to us in English or any other world language. It came to us in the language of mathematics. And he's a little obtuse about the mechanism, but he did say something I do believe, and I have heard this for decades. Contact with an outside civilization would probably come in the form of mathematics, which would be the universal language. And the communication that came from Three Eye Atlas was just that, 1,000 prime numbers to get your attention. In other words, we speak this common language. It's common to the universe. And after they spent extensive diagnoses, and he went through the process to some degree, I think there's more he's left out, probably classified stuff. But Michio said that they were giving us a really clear message. Effectively, we are the third, and I'm going to quote this, iteration of intelligent species on this planet. The first two had a problem. And it was things like, they couldn't get their collective consciousness. In other words, there wasn't a singleness of purpose. And as the Hopi say, there's no tree so foolish that it would fight amongst itself. And I believe that's what Michio Kaku was referring to, was our warlike ways turned inward. And that the second civilization developed the machines but didn't connect it to their humanity. And they perished as well. Interesting. And that is a key phrase there. Machines, humanity. And I'll prep you for what's coming. If your mind went to AI and transhumanism, that's exactly where this is headed. The message indicated that we are the third iteration. Now, by this time, if you're a well-conditioned Christian, you're beginning to reject this message, and I completely get that because I did too. But I think you should hear me all the way through because there's a truth I believe that lies at the end of this story that I think that we truly need to know. Truly. Absolutely. We have a chance, according to this communication, that we have basically 5 years left to make a jump. Now, let me tell you who's taking this seriously. The melding of man and machine, this current administration. This is why they have aligned with the oligarchs of Silicon Valley and big tech in general. This is exactly why. For some reason, I've not yet been able to decipher from Michio Kaku's message. Our survival, according to this message, depends on transhumanism, the melding of man and machine. Now, here's where my mind goes, and it goes in many different directions, but one of the things that struck me was the old Star Trek series with Leonard Nimoy playing Spock. Logic overrules emotion. And we can control our aggressive impulses of greed, avarice, violence, envy, all the things that can lead to war. And that was Spock. Interesting. Gene Roddenberry has been known to come out with many profound things that end up being futuristic in 1960s and reality today. Well, like the telecommunicator, right? That's cell phones, right? Well in advance. The teleporter, the transporter, right? Well, there have been teleportation experiments made public out of Leipzig, Germany, and as long ago as 17 years ago. So it's futuristic, but I'm thinking that the melding of man and machine may produce a more logic, less power-hungry entity, and we don't use uranium to blow ourselves up. And I think that's very, very likely in terms of what is meant there. So, do you want to live in a world devoid of emotion? And then you get into Elon Musk and the chip. Could that be part of it? I don't know, but it certainly would fit the scenario, wouldn't it? The chip for control. I used to interview these scientists from Cal Berkeley. And this is, a long time ago, before I even had the website. So we're talking like 2005, 2006. And they said, Dave, how long do you think humans could live? And I said, well, the Bible says about 120 years in modern sense. We could go better than that. If you could hang on for another 30, 40 years, they said, our lifespans would almost be virtually unlimited. It's funny how this keeps coming back to me when we talk about this. Now, in case you're wondering, would I ever willingly engage in transhumanism? Well, to some degree, we already do. If I ever had to have a pacemaker, which I don't, knock on wood, I would have to do so. If I'd ever need an artificial limb or an artificial joint, like a knee replacement, hip replacement, I'd probably have to do that, although I've often said I'll die with these knees. That is the first step in transhumanism, the melding of man and machine. The artificial things that we put in our body to promote health is a first generation aspect of transhumanism. Now, can we put the curtain on it and say we go no further? Perhaps. Now, this message from Three-Eye Atlas also said, the two previous civilizations feared this melding. And then the fear ended up being self-destructive. I understand that because I have that same fear. So if we make the choice in the next 5 years, according to this message, to meld with man and machine, accept implants, cranial controls, whatever it would be, things we probably can't even imagine at this point. We could extend our lives almost indefinitely. We would have free energy from Trump's new merging of Truth Social's parent company with TAE. We have free energy on the planet, unlimited lifespan. You'd never have crop failures as a result. It appears to be the promised land. Will humanity capitulate to this? Well, here's where I jump off this ship. With all due respect to someone I admire his great scientific abilities, I jump off the ship at this point. First of all, we have to go through a tribulation. Second of all, true rescue comes from the return of Jesus, the second visit to earth. There is no compromise in the religion. This is somehow missing in this dialogue with this supposed communication of Three-Eye Atlas to our intel. And Michio Kaku says his reason for coming forward, and it may be sincere, is that he doesn't think a few bureaucrats in intel have the right to make decisions for humanity, and we should all be involved in it. I could understand that, but if you were in the CIA, would you let him be doing what he's doing? Maybe he has the Epstein dead man switches. Who knows? But here's where I jump off the ship, though, totally. There's nothing biblical in this. Nothing. The only stretch I can give you is this. Our enemy is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities of darkness. So most of us assume that means demonic spirits born from Satan. But could it mean AI? And I have speculated on this before. In fact, I'm writing a book on AI. And in the book, I do talk about this particular concept. And I think that when we take a look at this, that could be the connection between what Michio Kaku is saying in biblical reality. But we have to go through a tribulation. We have to go through an antichrist. 3.5 years of it's really good, and 3.5 years of absolute hell on earth. And when Jesus has said that if I didn't return, there'd be no one left alive, is he talking about AI? I don't know. Or is he just talking about our internal destruction or armed with uranium-based weapons? You have to decide. I would encourage my fellow Christians to pray for guidance. Michio Kaku's message is not to be dismissed lightly. He's proven himself right over decades in various physics concepts. But if I was going to promote a great deception, which the Bible says is coming, I would trick and use someone like Michio Kaku, who is respected and trusted. Because if you're going to pull a great deception, fake alien invasion or whatever it would be, is part of that, a blue beam concept. I would use someone like Michio Kaku and convince him this is the only way that humanity will survive. The problem is the survival mechanism is mentioned nowhere in the Bible. The only merging that we go on is spiritual when we commit our life to Christ and repent. And the Holy Spirit becomes the merging agent, if you will, to make a crude parallel. So I'll leave it to you. You know what my position is. What is your position on this? Three Eye Atlas, an opportunity for humanity to survive, or the Great Deception? I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by a great, great product, the Nanosoma Liquid Gel. Oh, wait a minute. It's also the Nanosoma Spray, and it's also the Nanosoma Skin Cream. It's the starter pack. And ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is fantastic. One, it saved my life, the Nanosoma Liquid Spray. How did it do that? Well, very simply, it was easy. It boosts your immune system, polycosinol. And this chemical has been linked to longevity across the board, across the planet. Places like Japan, just places where people live a long time, in the mountain areas of Italy. People consume more of this. We don't in America. So you need to put it into your system. Now, this product cures nothing, but it boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. The gel, the topical gel, helps you replace your lost pluripotent stem cells. Enabled me to start doing things I hadn't done physically in 25 years with a bone on bone. This worked for me. It'll work for you. And then the skin cream. I used it to treat a massive cut that needed 4 to 6 stitches, and you saw my bandage, and look at that today. No scar. Healed in about 10 days. Pretty amazing, and I didn't have to go through the needle. Get 3 of the sprays, get 1 of the gel, and 1 of the skin cream. 15% off the starter pack. Every single American family should be using these products. Save money medically. It works. What could be better? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. 3 Eye Atlas is back in the news like it's never been. I've reported on it, and we did an update yesterday, among other things, in the same piece. And then the news broke. Michio Kaku, our preeminent physicist in America, came out and said, there's some things you need to know. And then I started looking this up, and the behavior of our space agencies, they're canceling missions. They're going to news blackouts or not commenting on this at all. Our previous statements speak for how we feel. And we're keeping the object under, but it's just a normal comet. Normal comet. the Chinese, the Europeans, NASA, all doing the same thing because they are freaked out about 3i Atlas. Freaked out. 3i Atlas just stopped in its tracks for 47 minutes. And in 47 minutes, it reformed itself. It grew by a factor of two. It doubled in size in 47 minutes. And it reshaped with hexagonal structures that intersected each other. Hexagonal structures are thought to be the strongest physical structures out there. The construction formed a blinding light. But here's what's weird. There was no little people and ships on the outside constructing anything. It was being constructed by some kind of signal or signals sent externally to, I'm going to call it, the craft. So it doubled, it reshaped, it reformed angular formations. The core restructure was first, and the temperatures were amazing. They called that phase one. And then we saw the restructuring of the hexagonal structures that intersected each other. And that just took a few minutes. Then in phase two, they did the outside frame reconstruction. In phase three, we were able to observe system reintegration, where it had been kind of separated. They'd worked on it, and then they put it together. It reminds me of Lego construction, to make a crude analogy. Pulling it apart here, pulling it apart there, doing the things on it, okay, and then blending it back together in phase three. And I was like, I can't believe I'm finding this and hearing this. And there are amateurs with good-sized telescopes for amateurs that are also reporting what I am telling you. And there have been leaks, and there have people that have been retired. They're saying, well, this is what I'm getting. And they're all telling the same stories about three-phase reintegration. Here's the really frightening thing for me. This object is communicating with other parts of our solar system. It's receiving messages as well as sending messages. And then there's distant communication coming from a source or sources so remote we couldn't begin to track it. So we know that this is from very, very, very far away. It's assumed that some of these reconstructions are docking aspects. Items that are larger, objects that are larger than 3i Atlas, are able to come in and dock for whatever reason. And then they have a section that could best be described from the appearance as manufacturing, that it can be self-sustaining and make whatever it needs very quickly, because look at the reconstruction, took all of 47 minutes. But they can construct anything they want in their manufacturing facilities. And now they think that it's scanning the inner solar system, which we're a part of. Third planet from the sun, right? Right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. The inner solar system, consisting of these four planets, are being scanned. What are they looking for? We have no idea. Michio Kaku said about this, this is such advanced technology that they're well into type 2 civilization, where they can harness the power of the solar system aberrant energy, create energy out of seemingly nothing. Oh, that kind of sounds like what I was talking about the other day, but we weren't talking about 3i Atlas. We're talking about Professor Nuno and MIT and plasma free energy. How interesting. But type 2 civilization, we're not even a type 1. We haven't even gotten to type 1. We're type 0. And actually, people estimate that about 95% of the civilizations that would reach the end of a type 0 will destroy themselves because of uranium, blow themselves up, right? Then you go through a whole series of development learning to harness the power of the planet. Traveling through space is not efficient. You couldn't store the fuel, couldn't get the fuel. You have to make up your own as you go, which is the free energy aspect of it. Direction can be provided for when you're at sublight speed. You can be provided by the gravitational pull of the planets, learning how to use them to push and pull. That's been known for a long time. I actually remember when I was on a basketball road trip, preparing to play a game in my junior year, there was a guy on my team that I actually had known for a long time. And we were just talking about girls and this and that, and the guys that 20-year-old people talk about. And he started talking about space travel. And he says, you know, I changed my major when I got here. And I said, to what? He goes, to physics. This is where I was interested in physics. It's been my hobby for 30 years. His name was Tim. And Tim said, you know, they're actually talking about how we can travel out in space now, not use fuel. And he started telling me about the gravitational pull of the planets, and you could push and pull. And I won't tell you how many years ago that was. It was quite a while ago. This was way before I got interested. It was about the 1990s, early 90s, when I got interested in quantum physics. Tesla really caught my attention, but Tim was way ahead of me, way ahead of his time. Did he become a physicist? Yeah. I suppose you could look up his first name and narrow it down. I don't want to use his name like this because he's not part of what we do, but he is, I think he just recently retired as a professor of nuclear physics. Brilliant guy. Great rebounder, good defender. But he could be 10 feet from the ocean and not hit it with a basketball. Anyway, that's the first time I heard about that technology. And this technology, and also the plasma aspect of 3i Atlas, creating energy out of nothing, it's what I told you about the other day. And here's what's really interesting. I told you that I was involved in the Perifios, working with the company as a consultant. Bill Pollack, Vance Davis, my former colleagues, and Vance and I are still friends today. It's really interesting. When you look at this, all this stuff's coming into play. Remember Enron got shut down because they're looking at free energy? Wasn't the corruption. Don't buy that crap. They framed them. You had the Tesla files taken and not ever released again. And here we have the manifestation of this great energy. What can free energy do? And we're just seeing one example. And we're not even into the type 1 civilization. Yet they're well within this model into type 2, where they're harnessing the power of a galaxy. There's the power of the planet, control the weather. We're on our way there. There's the next part of this is controlling the power of your solar system and the sun, and then harnessing the power of the galaxy, and ultimately, they say, the power of the universe. Well, this civilization controlling 3i Atlas very well could be the fallen angels, demonic, and that would be my first guess, not little gray aliens. But let me tell you the analogy. It's really interesting. They have probably been going by us for eons. Not interested. They have much in, they're building a skyscraper and we're ants on the ground. And we don't even know the skyscraper is being built because we can't understand it until one day the shadow comes over us and we don't get the sunlight we used to. That's the effect of what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the shadow of something much bigger. There's more I could say, but I'll conclude for now as we try to gather more information. I'll conclude for now with a question. Do they come as researchers? I think not. I think they could probe us from galaxies away. Do they come as diplomats? Or do they come as conquerors? And let me share with you, to conclude all of this, with a movie that was made that is turning out to be more and more prophetic. It was made in the early 1950s, and the movie was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. Did a remake with Keanu Reeves, who's a very good actor, but the movie totally sucked compared to its predecessor. It was a politically charged movie with convincing you certain issues were true, and that's fine. But it was a PR piece. The Day the Earth Stood Still was fairly pure. It was about an alien that came to Earth with this robot. The robots were programmed to have complete power over the humans. Ooh, there's your first AI revelation about how dangerous this could be. But the robots were somewhat under control in that their only purpose was to destroy aggressive forces that would disrupt harmony and start wars. And what's the Earth? It's one continuous series of wars after another, many at the same time. And the chief character, the chief alien, speaking to world leaders, said, "We care not what you do on your planet. But as you're preparing to go out into space," now remember, this is pre-Sputnik. This is so profound of a movie. It was so futuristic and accurate. It says, as you're preparing to go out to space, and you take those warlike ways with you, with some weapons now that are very destructive, if you don't change your ways, we will turn your planet into a burned-out cinder. And if I project that logic on all of a sudden, why would 3i Atlas be here scanning, mounting a major operation inside our solar system, the center of the inner planets? If they know about our plasma research, they know about our free energy, they know about our nuclear weapons, our advanced nuclear weapons, we could be a threat to the neighborhood. If these were truly aliens that were determined not to let a threat spread. Or, now I get to go biblical on you, this could be the great deception, and I mean great deception, fantastic deception, designed to make you think alien invasion, unify the planet, digitize everything, and the mark of the you-know-who comes out. I'll leave it to you to decide. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. I should be on vacation, but we cannot go on vacation when we're facing these times. I mean, things could blow up immediately. But let's take a break from the potential wars in three different fronts that we're facing. And if you count Gaza and Iran, it's four different fronts. Things are out of hand. But I want to go to a different side of the news. And it's something that I'm cautious about. You know, my spiritual beliefs override the little gray men situation. I just, it could be true. There could be life on other planets. I don't know that the Bible precludes that. A lot of people say it does, and yet no one's ever shown me irrefutable proof that Scripture says that, and you think it would say it more than once. I don't know what to think. I think Genesis 6, verse 4, and we got a great deception going on. I think it's very likely. But let's take things at face value. We're going to take a look at Mars. And we say we're going to get away from war. Well, we can't get away from it too far, because 35 million years ago, I do believe there was war. And I think maybe as little as 13,000 years ago, we're looking at the possibility happening not once, but twice. And I'm not going to be able to get into all the data because it's very complicated, but I'm going to get into some of the data. And we're going to do it right here on The Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host. And we're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by this miracle product. And I mean, it's a miracle. This spray saved my life. And not because it cured anything. It can't. It boosts your immune system in ways that are described at iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And you can see that this makes its own vitamin C, regulates the vitamin D receptor, regulates the 9 nuclear receptors, and supports the telomeres, which is linked to longevity. I had terrible prognosis, and here I am thinking, is this how it's going to end for Dave Hodges? Well, it didn't. Scotty Sachs to the rescue with the product. And Scotty said, Dave, take as much as you feel you need. There's no limit because it's all natural. Couldn't walk up the flight of stairs, but 2 weeks later, I was doing that. A month later, I was in the gym doing elementary things. And then a funny thing happened. A funny thing happened, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely phenomenal what happened. Scotty came to me. I said, Scotty, I'm in the gym and I'm actually doing better and haven't seen any doctors. I'm supposed to go back in about 3 months. And I said, but I'm getting that old joint inflammation again when I work out, particularly I do squats, deadlifts, that kind of thing. And Scotty said, well, Dave, just take the Nanosoma gel. Rub it on your joints. He says it grows pluripotent stem cells. What? Well, I did it in blind faith because what he had told me before worked. And sure enough, this did too. Over a 2 to 3 month period, I went from being able to do nothing with squats and deadlifts to doing it without any flare-up and inflammation. And I'm telling you, people, these products are phenomenal. And then finally, the Nanosoma skin cream. Well, they say it helps with fine lines and wrinkles. What helped me with was a cut I had on my index finger, and you saw the bandage, and it needed 4 to 6 stitches. And I said, no, I'm going to use the cream here. We'll really put this to the test. My friend from Nanosoma, Sean McDonald, said, Dave, it's great for burns. And he told me about his own story. He goes, it'll be great for cuts. 2 weeks later, I didn't have to have the stitches, removed the bandage, kept applying the cream, and voila, no scar. Phenomenal products. Today, you can get these three products, the three sprays, the gel, and the fine line wrinkle cream. You can get it for 15% off retail. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. The planet Mars. You know, there's going to be a news conference later this morning. And some people are expecting NASA to make an announcement that they have found life on Mars. And I'm not kidding. I'm talking serious scientists now. Now, it's not the kind of life that we would say, hey, how you doing? How's the family? Not that kind of life. It's miniature microbial life of an ancient nature. Embedded in rocks found in the Sapphire Canyon in Mars. And they've had this since 2024, but NASA's slow walking this. And I'm just going to make a prediction. If NASA makes an announcement that they have found ancient microbial life embedded in rocks in Mars, I will absolutely keel over dead. NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer, and don't expect them to start. Their charter, written by the Brookings Institute back in the late 50s before they came online, said if we ever find proof of life out there, or we've ever been out there and we find that, you need to cover it up. It'll destroy society. People will freak and panic and religions will crumble and we'll have a sociological mess on our hands. And NASA's been true to that. Absolutely true to that. So what we are looking at right now is a press conference today. And I don't think it's going to go very far. Do people who have looked at this think this is proof of microbial life? Yes, they do. And I want to remind you of a couple of things here. Mars has connection with Earth. I'll get to that in a second. But one of the things I'm convinced is true with the research of Dr. Brandenburg from Harvard, who's done analysis with other people, and they have found an abundance of chemicals like xenon-129 in the Martian atmosphere. And they're saying there's nowhere else in the solar system where this exists, and this is what we would find in the aftermath of a nuclear explosion, massive nuclear explosion. And it's Brandenburg's thesis, hypothesis, that Mars became extinct of life because of a nuclear attack from somewhere, unknown source. And he said the proof is not in our beliefs and not in folklore and legend. It's what's in the atmosphere. And people just want to reject the proof. We have proof that there was a nuclear war on ancient Earth. The glass formations in the deserts in India, only one thing that we know of causes this, and that's a nuclear explosion on impact. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, I said 13,000 years ago is most recent. I think this is when this might have happened. And I also think elements of the Earth were involved too. We have just found, and the media went crazy with this for about a week, and now it's kind of just disappeared, an underwater city 2,000 feet deep off the coast of Cuba. Pyramids, structures, roads. We saw the pictures. I put some of them up here on this site if you're looking at this visually. This is phenomenal stuff. And then you have Yamaguni, same kind of thing off the coast of Okinawa. Both are dated to be 13, 14,000 years. Yeah. So apparently something catastrophic happened on the planet, and I'm talking Earth, and it seems to match when something catastrophic happened on Mars, and Dr. Brandenburg says this is a nuclear war. But we can go even further. I'm going to give you a research assignment. I could pull it up and make it easy, but I want you to look for yourself. Go look at what they call the face on Mars, but it's much more than a face. And then go look at the Giza Plateau Pyramids. You get an aerial view. The structures on Mars that never a straight answer NASA says, oh, those are just lights and shadows at 45 degree angles, at 90 degree angles at the base of what we'd call a pyramid, 45 degree angles at the apex of the pyramid. And then we have structures. And here's where it gets really weird. At the equinox, just like in Giza, 17,500 years ago, these pyramids pointed to the constellation Orion on Giza. On Cydonia, region in Mars, those lights and shadows, according to NASA, it did the same thing. Now, how do we know this? Well, there's a computer software program called Precession. And you can back things up and say, okay, this is how the sky looked in Earth at this time. You can also do it with Mars. You can do it simultaneously, side by side, Giza, Cydonia. And the matchup is incredible. And here's where it gets really weird. The lights and shadows are equidistant from each other in the same manner that we find at the Giza Plateau with the seven pyramids there. I'm sorry, I couldn't make this stuff up, and I'm not selling you the hypothesis of little green men, and the Martians are coming. I'm not selling you that. I'm just telling you, this is hardcore data, and I want to give my old friend Richard Hoagland, and very many mutual friends as well, Bill Pollack, Vance Davis, you know about Bill, my mentor. Vance, we've had on the show a lot, former NSA, assigned to NATO. And, of course, this brings in Art Bell. And Richard used to be the science advisor to the Art Bell show. And he talked about this a lot. And he wrote the book called Monument on Mars. And after the Phoenix Lights, because I was fortunate enough to know the right people, myself and a friend of mine, we got front row seats at the Phoenix Civic Arena. About 10,000 people attended. And it was an 11 p.m. start time. I mean, it was the most mysterious, energetic feel I've ever had. And I got to sit in the front row, and as Richard unveiled photograph after photograph, comparison after comparison, and he didn't even know about Brandenburg at this time. And the audience was stunned. There was no audience participation. It was like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. I was privy to it ahead of time. I wasn't shocked, I was more surprised at the audience reaction, where this went against their entire paradigm they've been told up to that point by NASA, by the Air Force, Project Blue Book. Aliens aren't real. And you saw swamp gas. You're mentally ill. Go get help. Lay down till you feel better. And now we have congressional hearings on this same subject. So go figure. I think we're headed for a disclosure, and some people, and I'm one of those ones that think this is possible, this could be the great deception talked about in the Bible, designed to unify the earth under one house, and yeah, you know how Revelation goes from there. And AI takes over the rest, or so some people say. It's an interesting time to be alive. I am going to check in. I'm busy in the morning, but I'm going to check in on the NASA conference to see what's come out of it. And if NASA's true to their charter, never a straight answer, we won't learn a damn thing. But there will be leakers who will tell us a lot. And the ancient microbial life, I believe, is part of whatever ecosystem was on Mars before it was destroyed, as Dr. Brandenburg from Harvard describes. That's my belief. Now, the other thing that people are looking at that's really interesting, and I'm going to pose this, this is only speculation, and I'm thinking outside the box here for a moment. But some people think Earth and Mars are connected. Well, I'd say Cydonia and Giza really locked that in. But was there a relationship? Did Martians go to Earth? Did Earth go to Mars? I mean, we know that we had an advanced past civilization. You look at the sunken city off the coast of Cuba. It's got pyramids that we can't build today. And yet they're saying this is 13, 14,000 years old. The facts are adding up, and never a straight answer should have its charter revoked and let the Space Force just take it all over. I'm so tired of NASA's politics, their deception, their unwillingness to discuss things that are reasonable. I mean, we've had three interstellar objects enter our solar system, and we can't get NASA to take a serious look. Oh, it's just comets. Well, wait a minute. Avi Loeb, scientist from Harvard, said, well, no, the stream would be coming out the back, and it's coming out the front. And there's other anomalies we've discussed ad nauseum, and I won't repeat them. But again, don't expect much in this conference, but you might want to, if you can, fit into your schedule, look at it. I think it's going to be at either 7 or 8 a.m. Pacific time, and I think it's 10 or 11 a.m. on the East Coast. Never a straight answer. Stay tuned. We've got a mysterious story along these lines, purely out of the HIPS model that you'll find at thecommonsenseshow.tv. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. With a bank so close to failure, with society on the verge of seemingly civil war, with sedition out of Congress, wow, where does it end? I mean, we got potential war on several fronts. I think it's time you need to think about the supply chain. And if you have any questions like I do, you're going to get storable food. Hey, I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We're at Show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And in this segment, we're going to talk about Representative Luna and how she claims she knows for a fact that ETs are real. I have a twist on that, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, with all the upheaval we have going on, you got 3i Atlas, and what that could bring panic. I don't know where it's going to go. You need storable food, and I have my storable food. It's from My Patriot Supply, 25-year shelf life, great sales right now. I mean, tremendous sales. Lots of variety in the food. It tastes great. You can live on it. It's high in calories. You go, whoa, wait a minute. You're eating to survive when you get to your storable food. So you want high caloric content. What do? All you got to do is go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Well, let's go right to Luna in this abbreviated report. And this is very revealing. By the way, I consider her to be highly credible. I admire the work she's done, her forthrightness, her truthfulness. And I think this is very, very telling. So we're going to hear what she has to say, but she has to cut it off because she says, I can't say any more without violating national security. Okay, here she is.
Saw some interesting stuff. And so what I'll tell you is that footage, the fact that it was dead dropped to Burleson, I'm certain that there's more of where that comes from. And we are going to push for the declassification of stuff that we've seen, because I think the American people deserve to see it. But I think, you know, you're never going to have the U.S. government admit or try to explain something if it's also somewhat not specifically pertaining to national defense. So if, like, it's not tech that we've made not involving a foreign government, I think that you're going to see a direct statement from that. What's interesting, and I kind of went into this with Joe Rogan, is when we were talking to some of the witnesses, they don't call them extraterrestrial. They call them interdimensional. There's also this aspect of these things defying physics as we know it. And then you look into texts that were removed from the Bible, like the Book of Enoch, that actually specifically address technologies, if you will, that were given to mankind or of entities not of human origin, non-human intelligence. So these are all things to consider when addressing the topic. But based on what I've seen, not speculating, based on the evidence that I've seen, there is something out there. And based on
what
I'm saying, is it's not.
What's the craziest
thing you've seen? I think that it's along the lines of that video that you just saw.
Have they shown you? Okay, so
I have to be careful, because I could get in trouble if I divulge what I've been shown in a SCIF. So, what I can tell you is, I'm just telling you as me, not specifically addressing SCIF stuff, that they're real, and I'm not the only one. You just saw the Secretary of State in a documentary addressing the same thing.
This is
I, it's a mind loop, right? But like Pinellas County, where I specifically represent, there's actually a high number of these reported sightings. But it's not just there. A lot of the members on the task force or that gavel into this, first of all, it's bipartisan and bicameral. Like we've had pretty much.
Yeah, it's interesting that she could say that her area has been the site of many sightings. I was introduced, and we got to have dinner with Vance Davis, former NSA, introduced me to Frances Barwood, former Phoenix City Councilwoman. And all she did back in 1997 at a city council meeting, she goes, I think we need to talk about what 100,000 people in the media covered in March of 1997 with all these lights flying over Phoenix in formation. I saw them too, by the way. I was outside my driveway this time. We lived in Glendale, Arizona, 4 miles from the freeway where they were at. And I'm shooting baskets. All of a sudden, they got real quiet. And I looked up and I just tracked them. I go, this is bizarre. So I immediately called Vance. He goes, yeah, you saw it. And he told me what we saw. So Francis was vilified. The governor of Arizona actually dressed up in an alien suit to mock her, probably was told to do it. And she was vilified in the press as a nutcase. I can tell you, spending time with her, she's funny, she's intelligent, she's articulate, she's very friendly, and she is not crazy. And it's funny because she said less than what you just heard from a congressional representative on a major show. Shows you how far it's come. Now, do I think these are interdimensional beings? Well, it depends how you want to define interdimensional. I think they're demonic. I think it's part of the great deception. I think it's what we talk about in Matthew, Ephesians, and Revelation. I think it's part of the great deception. That's my take on it. But it is interesting how she has the wherewithal to tell what she can say. And she's right. She can't reveal what she saw in a SCIF, that she could go to prison for that. But there's something there, folks, and we should be paying attention, because the great deception could launch us into a time of horror, a 7-year tribulation, if you will. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show.